Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing this Monday evening here in Toronto, Canada? Hello to our Instagram friends as well. We are live on Instagram IGTV, and I'm here with another guest, another show, and another fantastic story, because that's really what it's all about. As you heard from the intro, we would like to know who you are and what you do, contact info, anything new, and we have an amazing time with those questions. So I just came off from YouTube, now going on my radio and on Instagram. Life never stopped being fun here in Toronto, Canada, especially after going through another lockdown. Yeah, we're going back to phase one, which is not fun. But it is what it is. The cases have been raising here in Toronto, and so the government decided that we're going back to phase one. So non-essentials are closed as of midnight last night, which is, as I said it on my YouTube channel, it is very sad, because the small businesses are hardly are able to maintain themselves. And now with this second lockdown, I don't know how are they going to do it. I know the government have added extra help for them, but it is tough. It is very, very tough to be able to. Hello, hello from Instagram, Katie. She is another amazing author that will be here on the show. And so I decided to say hello, and so it's going to be a challenge for a lot of people, so I'm hoping that you keep our brothers and sisters with the small business in prayer, because they will need it so much, and hopefully this 28-day lockdown, it will be over, and people will be able to get social distance, and people will be able to get better and not, not going through what we went through in October and November. I need some water. I would like to thank all of you for joining us today here on our Rock Talk Radio and on Instagram, obviously. And we have another singer. Yes, we've been having singers and singers from all over the world. Musician today on YouTube, another musician on YouTube tomorrow. So we need platforms like this. There's got to be, especially with lockdown, especially with the world it is right now, we need to support each other. If platforms like mine and like many others are not able to support and to help our brothers and sisters that need this platform, what are we going to do, right? Right. I would like to thank again our sponsors. Thank you so much, Dr. George Grant, for sponsoring the show. Without your contribution, honestly, the show could not be possible. By the way, if you are in Toronto and you are looking for help, the medical or the doctors are not able to find your problem, you can always contact Dr. George Grant, which is academyofwellness.ca. And I know he's doing some Zoom calls, so he will be able to assist you, obviously, over the phone on the Zoom call. Also, right after the interview, do not forget that we have our musical section. So we have 6:30-ish, and I don't have a clock, so if we go over, we go over minutes with our guests, and then we will have music. So we have an hour show, and our musicians are always sending us MP3 pretty much every day, all the time, and we know that, again, they need platforms, they need to be able to send their music, and I am 100% supportive of their craft. So keep sending those music. One of the things that I wanted to stress, and I know I sound like a broken record, because we are getting songs that unfortunately we do not play here. So no songs with profanity. We play everything, jazz, gospel, classical, R&B, rap, but just want to make sure that there is no profanity, because we have been getting songs. If it's not a clean version, we don't play it. So I know other radio stations are okay with that, but we are not. Just got to mention that. Okay, so let's move on, everyone, because we have a full schedule. We are speaking with Phil Mitchell. He has a band. He is a band indie rock group helmed by composer Phil Mitchell, a native of Chicago. The group has a very distinctive sound, and we will be playing the song, so not to worry. And Phil Mitchell himself has experienced writing music across many genres, including jazz, classical, R&B, rock, blues, and country. Today, we dive into the songs of A Better World, Iris Rose, and many other. But today we are going to be playing God Bless This Child, which I'll give you a little teaser, because I love this song. It is so beautiful, and I know that you will be really surprised with this song as well. So give me 1 second. I just had it, and we will be right back. I will play the whole thing right after the interview, so do not worry, and yes, I will be playing the whole song. A lot of people here on Instagram are saying to play the whole thing. Well, then you're not going to hear the creative of this amazing music. So without further ado, here on a Blocked Talk Radio, we will be introducing Phil Mitchell with a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful round of applause, everyone. So get ready to welcome him. Hello, hello, Phil, and welcome to the Lizzie D Show. And I'm so honored to have you here. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, thanks so much for inviting me, Lizzie. I'm glad to be here from Chicago, not that far from Toronto, and I spent some time up in Minnesota too, so I'm very well of when it gets some of these cold winters, but thanks for welcoming me to the show.
It's my pleasure and honor. So what people want to know, and by the way, guys, if you are on Instagram and if you would like to ask questions, comment, or our lines are open, you can always call us in at 845-277-9146. Again, 845-277-9146. The lines are open. You're welcome to comment, ask questions, or even just to say hello if you know the start. Same here with our Instagram Live. So the questions of the day, music, composing, and being this amazing artist that you are, where did you get this gift? Was it something from childhood, or because I've gotten both, been doing this for a little while, and I've gotten both answers. I got this, you know, later on in life. This is something that was given to me since baby. So what is your story?
Well, a Better World album, the new album that's out, is our fourth album. And it's just something I started when I was really young. I liked to play the piano. I liked the ragtime. I liked Scott Joplin. He's from St. Louis. I always admired him. You know, I thought, gosh, this guy can play the piano. If I could just play the piano like him. So I started early with a lot of rhythms, but it was really the melodies. Growing up with some of those show tunes, you know, some of those melody pieces that you would hear all the time, and listening to some of the great songwriters that you started to write music, you know, you start with the melody, you know, you have a song that you're creating, and not just starting with the rhythms, but also, you know, starting with the melody, and they just kind of evolved off of that over time. And I'm very thankful to have delved into a lot of different, you know, types of music. And I think, you know, what's unique is that when we create music, we're trying to bring something original to the stage, not just something that, well, it sounds like this. And what I love about the new album is people are saying, well, this is different. You know, it's, we know it's this type of music, but it's kind of, it's creative. And, you know, I'm proud of that.
I am very proud of you, too, because this is, I'm so privileged to be able to hear your great song. So Katie from Forever, Katie is on Instagram, and she's asking you, what does your what influences your music?
I had a lot of influences. I had a great review the other day that came out, and they kind of compared it some of the, you know, new albums, some of the Fleetwood Mac, some of the James Taylor. They could see Simon and Garfunkel in there. They could see, you know, one of the things I'm proud of, there's a Train song on the album. Now, they go, what are you doing a Train song for? But, you know, if you go back to Woody Guthrie, when he used to, you know, play that music years ago and how he brought joy to people, I'm glad I did something like that, because, you know, I think people could just use a little more joy in their life today, and a little of that, you know, with all this virus stuff, and, you know, and I'm not sure if anybody's really used to it yet, but, you know, I'm glad that I was able to bring those kind of different sounds.
Yes, we will never get used to, unfortunately. I hope that answered your question, Katie. She says thanks. So let's talk about the elephant in the room. How is COVID affecting you guys in Chicago? Here, unfortunately, as you heard me earlier, we are going back to lockdown. Non-essential businesses are closed. My daughter was just doing her co-op at a hair salon. She did her last day on Thursday, and guess what? Sunday midnight, no more salons, no more restaurants that you can sit in, even outside. But then again, it's minus 10 right now here. We're going through our winter. So how is it affecting you? Because you probably are used to performing outdoors or even in small venue or big venues. Is this time for you to be able to create, to get more ideas, to get more inspiration? Are you doing like everybody else doing shows on your living room or your bedroom? Because you probably have seen it on social, right? The platform now, the big scenario, the big stage is the bedroom, the living room, and that's, you know, the only problem on that is that you can't hear the applause, which is for an artist, you know, that's a must. That's your adrenaline. So how are you handling COVID, and how has it affected you?
Well, it's really affecting us artists a lot. I mean, Alvaro Soto, you know, the guitar on the album, you know, just an amazing guitar player. If you listen to the different songs, just how he's so creative. It's affecting all of us. We can't go out and gig. We can't, you know, if we want to fly, we can't. It's hard to fly anywhere. And it's really affected us artists a lot. A lot of us are just, you know, kind of waiting till this thing's over. And it's a great time if you're creating music, because you got that time to work on it. But on the other hand, you know, you can't fly anywhere, and that's what's making it kind of difficult.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so I'm hoping that you're being, you know, proactive and thinking outside of the box. That's a big term nowadays in late 2020, you know, being proactive, thinking outside of the box, trying to come up with ideas that nobody else has thought of. And, you know, a lot of us are spending a lot of time on the internet and performance. So have you done the living room of the bedroom performance yet for people to, you know, log in on your Zoom and, you know, pay a fee? Because I've noticed that big artists are doing that. Like, I mean, turning their living room into a stage and charging a fee to get in and pay for their concert.
Well, I'm kind of glad Alvaro, you know, he did something on the guitar, but he was at home in front of the studio. But, you know, I know it's kind of wild. But, you know, we can't really put a stage out there. It's kind of, you know, you're doing what you can. You know, I guess I've been more involved in trying to create more of the music videos, you know, getting those out, you know, with the songs and working on that. But, yeah, I see a lot of things out there, but, you know, we're thankful for it. I think it helps cheer us up. When I did my last album, which was The Crossroads, and I was kind of left there for a while because, well, gee, what do I do at this? I think we're all kind of at a crossroad. And then comes The Virus, and I'm doing a Better World album. And, you know, I started out as just thinking, you know, well, gee, how do I feel about all this, you know, going on with what I'm seeing? And I was just going off my emotions and creating stuff. And then people are like, well, wow, that's, you know, these, if we want a better world, this is what we would encounter, you know, things we need to think
right.
about. And I didn't think about that. I was just like at a crossroad for my last album, you know, because it was titled Crossroads. And I'm like, well, gee, what I, you know, and then getting a virus, and then, gosh, it threw all of us, you know.
Well, I hope you're keeping healthy and, you know, trying to get your vitamins in. And I'm hoping that you're trying to get your exercise, try to walk outside, even though today it was -5. Actually, no, it got a little warmer today, you know, trying to do your due diligence for you not to get this horrible disease and being healthy is that's a major thing. So let's talk about your accomplishment. I was reading your bio. My goodness, you have played, you have worked with amazing people in the industry. Can you talk about that? Because, I mean, it must have felt just amazing to be able to be part of such a good network and be able to have partnership and create with great people. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, here in Chicago, I've worked with some great artists, you know, through the years, and, you know, like some of the guitar players, they just, you know, they're good at different things, you know, some of them are great at creating songs, others are good at playing the guitar, you know, what I love about Alvaro is that he likes jazz music, so, you know, I've worked with some different guitar players, and it's just great to be in contact with them, but not just that, singers, I mean, the singer of God Bless This Child, Natasha Cheyenne, just what a terrific voice, you know, to have worked with her on a song. And again, these are some of these people, you know, all they need to do, we just got to get them on the plane, you know, get them into the television studio. Of course, we're all kind of stranded because of the virus, but you know, the work with these singers, you know, and the work with the guitar players, it's just been an amazing thing for me. But I think when we're creative and we write a song, and we're not just trying to copy somebody. We bring out the musicians and what they're doing. And I think that's
So let's talk about this amazing song. The melody is just breathtaking. The music is, I can't say enough. The everything is so perfect. And then you bring the singer. So what inspired to write this amazing song, God Bless This Child? It is, I will be playing this for a long time, because here on our Lizzie T Show on the radio, we play music for a while, and you are going to be on my repertoire for at least 3 months because I love it. I love it. So tell us about the inspiration of the song.
Well, God Bless This Child came about because I'm a certified school teacher, okay, and I deal a lot with kids. And, you know, you spend a lot of time in groups, you know, helping them to learn and doing what you can. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you're working through and you can do what you can, but remember, you're a school teacher. You can't always, you know, sometimes you're thinking, you know, these kids, you know, they're trying so hard. And I think it was being all those, you know, working in the school, working with the kids that inspired the song. I was thinking of them, you know, just wanting to let them know that they felt welcome and that, you know, that we're trying to build, if we want to build a better world, it starts with them. It starts with
absolutely.
The kids.
Absolutely. I like your thinking, Mitchell. I mean, Phil, I like your thinking because a lot of people, and I have a little argument, not a little argument, discussions with people, you know, our children are our future. Well, yes, but they are also our present. And so I know what you're coming from. And so we don't take our kids as serious as they should. They have a lot to say and they're going through a lot. And I feel for them. I have two teenagers, but they're older enough to understand what's going on. I don't know how I would do to be able to understand, explain to them pandemic right now. It's very, very challenging for a parent that has, you know, a 5, 4, 6 year old to try to explain to them. So good for you for you know, taking advantage and writing about this and the voice. So how did you find this amazing singer? You've known for her for a while. How did you know that she will be the perfect fit for this song? So tell us a little bit more about that. Obviously, to give kudos to the singer because she deserves just as much as you do, right?
Yeah, she's a great person. I mean, it's kind of like when you're out there and you're looking for voices, you have the song in mind and you're trying to choose the voice.
Yes.
You picture them kind of singing it, and then that's the person you go with. But again, finding the people is a very creative thing. It's not, I think how blessed I've been with these guitar players and singers, how I've been able to work with them. I mean, that's a gift in itself because you can't always find people. You can't always find the right voice for the song. So I just think I've been very lucky in finding her. She's this, you know, when you hear her sing that, you know, you just feel her heart. You know, I mean, it's just one of these, I think, again, when once with this virus passes and, you know, we get on some television shows, you're going to start seeing, you know, I think is going to be a great singer.
Yes,
she's a
yes,
great singer
absolutely.
Now, but.
So how did you find her? How did you discover her?
Well, you know, you're trying to go, it's a lot of things. You're trying to go online, trying to look around, you know, find somebody to sing. And you know, lucky we got computers these days. So
yes, internet is here, hopefully. Yes, I hear you. Awesome.
So
good find. And so for everybody that don't know her name and can you give us a little bit more of where can people find her or follow her?
Well, Natasha Cheyenne is she's from the Ukraine.
Wow.
She's from the States, from the Ukraine, you know, and that's why I can't wait to get her over here. You know, we all read the news and we know what's going on. You know, that's why we're trying to make it a better world. But I think, you know, I can't wait because, you know, sometimes as you know, people, it just, and so I was lucky, you know, again, to find her and, you know, I'm glad she was able to, you know, we were able to work and, you know, get that song, you know, done.
Yeah. So salutations, hello to Natasha Cheyenne from Ukraine, and congratulations for working with Phil Mitchell. The song is unbelievable, and kudos to you for putting this work, and we will be playing this song. So, Phil, for people that are watching us or listening to us, where can people find you and give us your social, your website, all that good information?
Yeah, so they can go to www.philmitchellband.com or on Facebook, A Better World. And also remember, God Bless His Child is perfect for Christmas. So I hope we'll all be playing it for, you know, Christmas holidays. I think, you know, it's a great song for this time. You know, let us sing more of our kids. You know, my gosh, a lot of them are home, you know, some, you know, at remote learning. And
yes.
Let's think of them, you know, give them an extra pat on the back. So they can go to my website or catch it on Facebook or I'm even on SoundCloud, but. You know, a lot of the different social sites.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so we will have not only on here on Blog Talk Radio, but also on our social media. So we are on Facebook, we're on Instagram, right now on IGTV. People are listening to you. Thank you so much for Cultura Latina, which is joining us, and Rodrigo Cello from Prado from Brazil. Thank you so much for joining us. Obviously, Katie is here and many others. So thank you so much for listening. And hey, Sabrina from Ottawa is here. She's an amazing singer. You should connect with her, Phil Mitchell, because she's a great singer here from Toronto, Canada's capital, rather, from Ottawa. So we will have all your links for you to be able to connect with Phil Mitchell right here on our radio show. So one of the things that I've noticed that you've been creating and you've been doing great things for the last year, so I'm not going to say how long. So this is your solo or your single number, fill in the blank, because you've been creating for so long. There's so many beautiful songs that you've done. So how long, this is single number?
This is on the album itself. Yes, yeah, so God Bless Your Child is...
you see, you're going to look it up yourself. You've done so much.
I don't have it in front of me right now. But I think it's... I don't have it right now in front of me. But anyhow, it's on the album.
Yes, it's on the album. And this album has amazing songs. And obviously, you're promoting God Bless This Child, which is incredible. So one of the things that I want to ask you, and I think you answered a little bit this question before. Once this COVID goes away, once we are able to get into the real world, once we are able to perform, and you know, me going on venues and interview people live other than just on Blog Talk Radio and on YouTube, what are your plans? What are you thinking of doing? Are you thinking of getting another LP or another CD? Any plans? You are a teacher, so you have lots of work. Are you teaching right now online as well?
Oh, yes. I'm keeping busy. And the song was number 7 on the album. There we go.
Woo-hoo! Thank you. Number 7. There you go.
It leads off with Brand New Day and then Never Let It Die, which is a great rock piece on number 2. But yes, we have, hopefully, again, when the virus clears up and, we're going to get out there, a lot of it's, on traveling that too, because, again, we can't. I think once we get a vaccine, you'll start seeing more bands coming out, but until we get the green light, we're all kind of, stuck. But, yeah, in the meantime, I'm with the kids doing, what I do and helping them and doing what I can, also, too, to help the album.
Beautiful. And that's really what all of us can do is to be able to keep going forward, producing and creating and being, being our wonderful self that we know how to do it. So any plans for traveling a place that you would like to go that you haven't been before? I know you said you've been here in Canada, but any place in particular that is in your mind that, once this thing is over and we're able to travel, this is the place that I really need to go to. So anyone in any place in mind?
Well, if you're going to choose a place, of course, Toronto's at the top of the list. And if anybody wants to go on stage and perform, and all I have to do is show you some of the concerts through the years, Toronto would be on the top of my list because it's just a great venue.
And you're not being
The fans are terrific in Toronto, by the way.
Well, one of the places, one of the things about Canada, Toronto, is there's such a variety. We're so multicultural here. There's people from all over the world. You don't need to go to China because you got Chinatown. You don't need to go to Latin America because we have the whole, and that comes with, the food comes with it and the music comes with it. So we have everything, the best from the whole world. So definitely jazz and the best Latin music and the best gospel music and the best of everything. I found it here, and I've been traveling from all over. And, you know, it's I used to live in the province of Saskatchewan, which is right in the middle of Canada. And I love Saskatchewan. That's why I met my husband. But nothing ever happens there much. Then you come to Toronto and you realize that so much beauty and so much multiculturalism. It's incredible. And again, music is just number one. So I love it. Yes, Katie, comment from Instagram. We even have Korean, and yes, lots of Koreans in Canada. That's a huge community of Korean, Chinese, and Japanese. So it's incredible. So, Phil, it's been an honor, a privilege to have you here with us, talking about what you love to do most, which is compose, which is play, which is, you know, sharing your gift to the world. One of the things that I love to ask all of my guests, and that you're not going to be the exception, what would be the word of advice, or maybe a word of encouragement, or maybe just even they want to do what you're doing? What would you recommend? Give us some golden nuggets for somebody who's listening on the other side of the world, or perhaps here on Instagram, or perhaps later on when this show gets played again by somebody else. So any words of wisdom?
Well, Lizzie, sometimes when I share with my kids, they, you know, I do have some quotes that I have written, but I would say, you know, dreams keep us growing, dreams keep us alive, always keep your dreams in sight, never give up on them, because when you do, they die. And hopefully we can all build, you know, and build these dreams that last.
Love it. Oh, that was beautiful. You know, you're getting that real applause, none of that fake stuff, real good applause. Love it. And you know what? That's what we need. Keep those dreams alive. One of the things that I used to do, not anymore, but because of COVID, but I used to go to seniors home, and I see, you know, faces of regret, faces of I should have, could have. And now I'm here and I'm sick, I'm not able to. So we don't want to live on a should have, could have. And because then you ended up shooting all over your face. So, yes, it's great that you said that, because knowing you being a teacher and talking to our youngs, you know, inspiring and encouraging them, even though we're going through this harsh time in this world, is the best thing that you're doing. And I really appreciate you, and I congratulate you for doing that for our kids. So this is incredible. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Lizzie, for having me on the show.
It's my pleasure and honor. So have a wonderful evening. And guys, have a good evening. And we will continue on with the song, which is incredible. Just, you got to have a listen. God bless this child. It is written and produced by Mitchell. And have a listen, because it is beautiful.
Come take his hand. got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing. Ain't nobody gonna stop me, got my cheddar, got my broccoli. I'm with the bros, reaching my goals, this isn't hockey. All my wrist is looking rocky, reminds me of times in the Rockies. Your money looking really sharpy, my money looking really stocky. Yeah, I remember back when, barely even had a plan of action. My pickup was missing the back end, think all my struggle is passing. Now I got four wheels, now I be closing deals. These haters, they want me to stop it, but as long as I'm breathing, man, I never will, I never will.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
The Rari got 700 horses, I got about 7 horses. Me and my wife got Porsches, 3 houses, that's 3 porches. 6-figure checks, that's gorgeous, my LLC is enormous. My work has to pay my mortgage, I'm a cowboy king and this here's my fortune. Can you feel my pain? It's this country blue. Everybody around here knows I'm the dude. I'm the new land frog, so I cannot lose.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me coming, ain't nobody gonna stop me. Yeah.
Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
See no red light, no stop sign, it's go time, sprint right to the finish, that what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it, I go so hard when I grind, ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find, and I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated. You know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing, I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I feel rough from start to the finish, tough. My endurance come from watching mama, she ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light, no stop sign, it's go time, sprint right to the finish, that what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light, no stop sign, it's go time, sprint right to the finish, that what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated. I don't see no red light or no stop. and I was made for this. Since a kid, I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list. No longer got the patience and my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. You really feel how I feel.
We can learn to see each other for who we are.
And that was Tyson Negas. Tyson Venegas used to be called Ty Waters. Amazing song, and we will have him on the show again on our IGTV as well. Before that was Wall-T, and we've been having a lot of MP3s sent out to us, so thank you so much. We have time for a couple of more songs, and hopefully you are able to enjoy it. The next song is from Trijiga, Downtown Girl.
Fast pace, cruising through the days and nights, rolling on a downtown drive. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down, hey girl, what did you say that you were going now? I wanna be there.
Hey, Walker on the top, running through the block.
Downtown girl, you could be my downtown girl. You could be my downtown girl.
Downtown girl, she living in that downtown world. Baby, be my downtown girl. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, gotta slow down, pull your placement for a minute. We can get into it, I think it'll take a second. Wanna get to talking and stretch it out for a minute. Yeah, open up for a minute, you spark my interest like. Ain't fit to wait, I felt a vegetable. Head over heels since I got you in my visual. At the end of the ad, it's all the typical. Got me standing in that line, so I'm taking pills. One day, as to where going, I remain fascinated with what's going down. So where you going? So where you going? Tell me where you going now. I can make the job for the beat work. Been a minute job for the beat work. I bring it to the top, you can see earth. Get inside, win the side, what I see first. Feeling wanna stay in this mood. Yeah, I'm different, kinda different, yeah, I'm different than dudes, yeah. Thinking I could get you some fools, even that baby kick up a few. Yeah, do you like wings? Yeah, I like wings too. I buy whatever that's fine and let that thing do. I see what I like, so it's a single. The baby, yo, one at a time, hit me some digits quick. You can get gone for a minute. I take it home for a minute. Wanna see it right? Right. Probably need a sip in your life. Just take a hold of me.
You want
me
to get a change of your life?
Cruising through the days and nights. Rolling on a downtown drive. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down. Hey girl, where did you say that you were going now?
Where you going, ma?
I wanna be there.
I wanna be there with you.
With my downtown girl.
That's right.
You could be my downtown girl. You could be my downtown girl.
Alright.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Downtown girl,
that's right.
Living in that downtown world,
right.
Baby, be my downtown girl.
Right. Yeah, yeah. 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 How I told you we would go. Oh, yeah, I told you we'd get up. Yeah, I told you we'd know. From the second you would know. From the second you would know. Hey, you know. Hey, yeah, I told you you my girl, though.
You my girl.
Yeah,
right.
Hey, Walker on the top,
running
through the
squat. Fast pace, cruising through the days and nights, rolling on a downtown drive. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down. Hey girl, where did you say that you were going now? I wanna be there, yeah.
And that, everyone, was Downtown Girl, Trijiga. And it has come to the end of the show. My goodness, times fly when you're having fun here in Toronto on our studio. Welcome and thank you. And again, I would like a huge thanks to Phil Mitchell Band, which is an incredible, incredible composer. Thank you for all of you, especially our Instagram people that are, we were part of it. So thank you. And we will be back tomorrow with another guest, another amazing, amazing day. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. Bye-bye for now.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info.